Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And my next guest is going to be chatting to us. She's come to Ireland all the way from Nashville in the USA, talking a little bit about her ministry work that they do in the States, but also why is she here in Ireland? What's the Irish connection? It's great to have with us in studio Emily Cole, and she's from West End Church in Nashville. But we also have Phil Thompson. He's going to be waving the Irish flag here, and many of you will have heard Phil over the years on the air many times talking about the incredible work that Tig Lynn does here in Ireland, just transforming people's lives through their incredible programs to help them overcome addiction and other rehab programs that they run as well. So we're going to start just welcoming you back into the studio, Phil. It's great to have you. But tell us a little bit about your connection with Emily and what's brought her here to Ireland.
Sure. Thanks, Wendy. So I suppose our connection with Emily and the team from West End Church has going on for many years. I think 2013 was probably the first year they came. But what's been really interesting is that it's been a trip that has always been founded around fellowship rather than just kind of a church just arriving over with an agenda. It's always been about connection and just connecting with the people that we care about. And that's what has really struck us about this particular church and in particular Emily and the crew and their approach to what we do at Tig Lynn, you know.
Yeah, and as you say, that's a real foundation then of friendship. Emily, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background. I know off air you were saying that you worked a lot in the area of PR in Nashville and working with the Christian music industry. It's not your first time to Ireland. I know that you've been here a few times before through this lovely connection with Tig Lynn. But what was it about the work of Tig Lynn that inspired you to come over to Ireland and to keep coming back as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my husband first came over in 2013. And I really at that time didn't think that God was calling me to do anything like this. And boy, was I wrong. I found out from his trip just the amazing connections that he made with the men and women in recovery and just the powerful time he was able to spend encouraging them and just, you know, uplifting them, but also the relationships made within our own team. We go to a pretty large church in Nashville, and sometimes it's hard to find that real community of like-minded, like that small community within a big community. And so, you know, sort of selfishly, this opportunity to be here has given us a chance to make some really deep friends with folks in our church that we would not otherwise have known. But that's very secondary to the real reason we're here, which is we just love encouraging the men and women at Tig Lynn and trying to walk alongside of them for a couple of days. It's not very long, but it's really powerful. We really hope that the time is meaningful for them, but we know that it's absolutely life-changing for us.
What do you focus on then in the time that you have?
Yeah, so we kind of like to call what we do relational ministry, in that it's really, you know, we may do some talks and sharing kind of discipleship type conversations, but we have prayer time with the men and women. We have a lot of fellowship time, having meals together, doing activities together. The guys go on hikes and play fun games, and the ladies do fun crafts like jewelry making, and you know, we decorated some journals the other day, and it's basic and simple things, but it allows all of us to plug in together, to have conversation, to encourage each other. And as much as we hope that we are encouraging to the men and women here, because the men and women going through the program at Tig Lynn are some of the bravest people we know, that they have made the choice to step up and take this next step to recover, and that speaks loudly to us. We want to encourage them, but there is absolutely no doubt that we leave with our lives changed.
Yeah, as you say, it's changing your lives as well as theirs, Emily. And, you know, we've chatted to so many, as you say, incredible people who have come through the program at Tig Lynn over the years. And it has struck me many times, so many people saying that the practical side obviously is so important, but the spiritual side and the impact that faith has had in giving many of those people the strength and the courage to be able to continue is so important. But it strikes me what you're doing as well. It's walking on that journey of faith for those who are open to it, but also just doing those lovely kind of activities and things outdoors and all that sort of stuff. It's that connection of seeing the whole person and having a friendship, as Phil started with. I imagine you leave feeling like you've made friends, and that's why you probably keep coming back as well.
100%. I have a lot of great friends here in the Dublin area, just folks that we consider to be family to us, and we are so grateful for that. But I think a prevailing theme that has really spoken to me throughout this week is just the importance of community. At the Women's Center yesterday, we talked a lot about, having a community of people around you that support you in as you move forward in life. But we're not saying that to them. We're saying that to ourselves as well, because that is equally important. It's absolutely necessary. The Christian life was designed to be lived in community. And part of, like I said earlier, part of what this trip has done for us, in addition to, the friendships that we have made throughout our own church. But I feel like we have a community to encourage each other. I hope that I'm encouraging to Phil and Aubrey. They certainly are to me in my life. But some of the ladies that I have become friends with once they have left the program at Teaglin, we still stay in touch. And I hope that we still feel like a small community, even though we're across the ocean from each other.
It's I'll never forget someone talking about that type of connection, especially when there's a faith connection, say, and it was in Spanish, said amica de las almas, which is soulmates, but it's a different type of soulmates, right? That type of deep friendship, and it might be someone that you don't get to see all the time or talk to all the time, but that connection is there. Phil, I just wanted to finally finish with you. It's great to have you with us. You might just remind people of just what Teaglin is up to at the moment, the importance of the work that you're doing and the impact that connections like this that you have with West End Church can have on those who are doing your program.
Sure. I suppose the work continues on, and over the last number of years it's expanded into a variety of different things. We're still very much centered on supporting people and giving people an opportunity to come away from addiction and to find life again after that traumatic experience. We've, I suppose, over the years branched into housing supports for those who've completed our programs. We have a very busy and active homeless outreach program. I was on the show many times talking about that, but that has expanded as well. Like, we could feed anywhere between 300 and 400 people, sometimes even up to 500 people a day now. It's a very, very busy service. There's huge demand out there. And it's at that point of the journey that we can often encourage people to, reach out and ask for help. And sometimes that might be help of rehab, and we might be able to assist that. Other times it could be around family interventions or housing interventions. We've also started a small social enterprise in Greystones called Rise at the Cove. Many of you guys might know that place. If you haven't, come out and have the best coffee in the world.
I agree with that one. I've enjoyed it many times.
But yeah, that's really about, connection again. It's a social enterprise. So obviously it develops a business model for Teaglin to be able to put money back into our services. But the real intention was about bridging the gaps between the men and the women that we work and support and the community that we provide the services in. And it's broken down such stigma and barriers. It's been fantastic. And then just as the war broke out in Ukraine, we've been honoured to be able to support many families, over 100 people at this point in time in the care of Teaglin in our services at Greystone. So it's just, things have really changed and grown, but that's pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah, and thank God for that and for the work that you're doing. It's been lovely to, I've been chatting to Emily Cole, visiting Ireland from Nashville, from West End Church, working alongside Teaglin in Ireland here. And I've been talking to Phil Thompson of Teaglin here. And of course, if you want to support the incredible work that Teaglin does, you can go to their website, teaglin.ie. And as Phil said, if you're ever in one of the most beautiful parts of the country, Greystones in County Wicklow, make sure you have a coffee at the Rise there, or have a dip in the sea, and you can have a sauna afterwards as well. Thanks both for being with us in the studio today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.